The first stage starts at Campo San Bortolo at the Rialto Bridge and ends on Campo Santi Apostoli. This stage takes approximately 40 minutes. When standing on Campo San Bartolomeo, San Bortolo for the Venetians, you might notice a bronze statue of a man dressed in the 1700s garb. That man is Carlo Goldoni, the father of the Italian theatre. The statue was cast in the 1880s. Leave the statue on your right-hand side and just walk a few steps ahead of you. You will see a quite impressive building on your left-hand side called Fondaco dei Tedeschi. It has a very simple whitewashed facade, but it was not always a luxury department store the way it is nowadays. It used to be the trading center and the living quarters of Central European merchants, commonly named Germans here in Venice. One of the leading families came from Augsburg and was named Fugger. The facades had been decorated with frescoes by both Giorgione and Titian, but sadly nowadays only few fragments remain and are preserved in the Galleria dell'Accademia in Venice. Walk past the Fondaco dei Tedeschi, cross a bridge, and you'll find yourself in the district Cannaregio. And just after the bridge on your left-hand side, there once stood the Persian Trading Center. So merchants from ancient Persia, that is today's Iran, were also located in Venice. And keep walking on this quite busy street, and on your right-hand side, you will notice a nice, lovely church, not that particularly big, but quite remarkable for the color of its walls. This is San Giovanni Grisostomo Church, and it houses two masterpieces of the Venetian painting school in the early 1500s. That is a painting by Sebastiano del Piombo on the high altar, and the very last masterpiece painted by Giovanni Bellini in 1513. And keep walking straight, and then you come to a bridge, which we call Ponte dei Zogatoi. That means the toy bridge in Venetian, because for ages there had been a shop selling toys standing there, which is no longer exists these days. And after this toy bridge, you come to a small square named after Flaminio Corner, Campiello Flaminio Corner, who was a historian quite famous during his life in the 1700s. And then you follow the street, turn left, and then come walking under a covered archway to cross another bridge named after the Falier family. In fact, as you cross the bridge, you'll be standing on Campo Santi Apostoli. Stop over there, turn around, and have a look at a quite remarkable facade dating from the 12th century. This is Palazzo Falier, where the unfortunate Doge Marin Faliero lived, and he was later beheaded because of high treason in 1355. And right across the palace, there is the Santi Apostoli Church, one of the oldest one in town, rebuilt in 1575, which houses a remarkable painting by Gian Battista Tiepolo in the Corner Chapel. And on the opposite side of the church, at the beginning of the so-called Strada Nuova, there is a small building which has a guardian angel with holding a child's hand on the facade, and that is the Scuola dell'Angelo Custode, nowadays the Lutheran Church in Venice.